Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield, and in Warwick in rugby league, Benji is back.
Yes, Fran, when plan B is a disaster, return immediately to plan A. Benji Marshall back in the starting lineup for the West Tigers. You'll remember last week, Coach Mick Potter put the New Zealand international and club legend on the bench for the game against South Sydney. Now, when he came off it in the 17th minute, the Tigers were already down 16-0 and eventually got absolutely smashed by the Rabbitohs. So, for the game against North Queensland on holy ground at Leichhardt Oval, Marshall returns to what many... well, many regard as his rightful spot. A lot of dissension in the camp about that demotion. And despite recent events, Marshall said yesterday he's keen to stay at the club for the long term. And Cronulla has its talisman, Paul Gallen, back after a knee injury. That's also good news for New South Wales ahead of State of Origin. In Australian football, though, the news is not so good at Collingwood. Dale Thomas's ankle injury is a pretty serious one. It requires surgery, and he won't play again until close to finals times. And more from the Melbourne Can't Take a Trick subset, runner Andrew Nick. He's been fined $2,000 for stepping on the hand of Richmond's Jake King last weekend. And here's another one in the eye for the Nongs who called Kevin Sheedy a racist. Greater Western Sydney looks set to recruit the finest Indigenous player in the AFL, Lance Franklin. He's out of contract at Hawthorn, and the rumour mill is running very strongly that he'll join the Giants next year. In cricket, a huge pay rise for Australia's women's cricketers. The base rate jumping from around 15,000 to, in some cases, 52,000 ahead of their Ashes tour of England. The Southern Stars become some of the highest paid Australian female athletes, and all richly deserved after their performances, particularly in the recent World Cup in India, where they were supreme. And Cricket Australia reckons David Warner's intemperate behaviour towards a couple of News Limited cricket writers won't have any impact on his ambitions to captain Australia. Warner faces a disciplinary hearing today after some colourful language on Twitter. To cycling, and if Cadel Evans is going to make a move, he needs to do it soon. He's still 1 minute and 26 seconds behind Vincenzo Nibali, the overall leader of the Giro d'Italia, after the 16th stage overnight, in which Evans finished fifth. The race finishes this weekend. In rugby union, a bit of a race too. George Smith might just get a game against the Lions after all. More scans on the knee he injured last weekend suggest he could resume playing in 6 or so weeks, and that'd be enough time to allow him to play in the second test against the Lions if required. In golf, officials have moved to ban anchoring. That's the practice of resting putters against a player's body, either the chest or the stomach. The new rules take effect from January the 1st, 2016. The last Australian to win a major, Adam Scott, he's not happy about this. He says there's no proof that anchoring gives a player an advantage, and officials agree. They just don't like the look. And quickly in netball, Adelaide coach Jane Woodlands-Thompson is happy enough about her side being on top of the Trans-Tasman League ladder, but not the way they've got there. The Thunderbirds, who play Canterbury and Dunedin this weekend, they've had quite a few close ones, causing their coach a lot of pain. Last week, they had to come from 5 goals down to beat the New South Wales Swifts, and Woodlands-Thompson says while her job is exciting, if nothing else, she'd prefer it to be sometimes otherwise on game day. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.